from Devon Funds Management. Greg Smith, morning to you.
Morning to Mike.
I think they were fairly bullish. I mean, difficult times in retail, but Briscoe's did okay.
Yeah, absolutely did okay. And, been a bastion of sort of light over the last sort of few years and all the ups and downs. So a profit of $42.1 million for the half year. That's down 6.3% on last year. But first half sales edged up 0.4% to a record, $369 million. Obviously, higher prices will be a factor here. But, MD Rod Dukie, he said it was a spectacular result given the economy. We're putting out the bottom line is actually 51% higher than what it was in July 2019 before the pandemic. So, look, margins have declined, so it hasn't been immune to that. But look, Briscoe's is a big importer of stuff, and the weaker Kiwi dollar won't be helping. And they're still aiming to protect around 633 of the margin points they gained during those pandemic years. Labour costs still a factor, still high. But good news, Mike, cost of shipping containers has come down around 50 to 60%, so those supply chains are freeing up. Cash, that's gone up from about $98 million a year ago to $127 million, so they're making more interest on that. Interest income up by around about $2 million. Cash flows up, record dividend, so I think that says a lot. 12.5 cents a share, that's up 4% on last year. Looking ahead, management, they're a bit cautious. I mean, who wouldn't be? Obviously, we've got lots of borrowers dropping off low interest rates, cost of living pressures, and they did reiterate that full-year profit is unlikely to reach last year's $88.4 million. But, like, I think it was a resilient result, generally. They're still investing, new stores, refurbishments, so that's positive. They've also got plenty of new initiatives, and including one with a direct shipping product to customers that's going to boost sales by around $10 million. And Mike, if you're looking to pick up a Dyson or some Samsung or Akoya stuff, that'll be in their stores by the end of the year as well. And, look, investors like the result overall. Shares up a couple of percent.
Nice. Housing, what do you make of it?
Well, look, green shoots, I think that's sort of what we're seeing. So, look, listings are still light, and this is the Real Estate Institute of New Zealand's August figures. Listings still light. They're up on July. Sales counts have increased. Total number of properties sold across NZ up 9.2% on a year ago. Likewise, month on month. Still around record lows, but some pretty big moves. Auckland, if you look at strength annually, up there 18%. And look at month on month rises. Southland, increase in sales by 25% month on month. August saw the highest sales count in New Zealand, if you take out Auckland, since August 2020. Properties are starting to move quicker, so that's always a good sign. Median days to sell, that reduced by 6 days year on year and 5 days month on month. Listings are down, but there are signs of they're picking up in terms of new listings. So they actually increased 21% versus July, so that's a good sign of confidence. Prices aren't exactly falling off a cliff, so they seem to be stabilising. Down 4% year on year if you look at the median price to $767,000, but some regions are higher. Gizzy, standout, up nearly 15% year on year in terms of prices, 13% month on month. And we can cheer in Auckland, prices back over the million mark. They've increased 2% month on month. So lots of improvement there. Obviously there's still cost of living pressure. There's high interest rates. We've got the looming election. And the big question is, what will spring be like, I suppose? But there does seem to be a bit of a spring in the step in the property market. And another catalyst, I suppose, near term could be the outcome of the election. National win would restore their interest deductibility and perhaps draw more investors back into the market.
Exactly. Numbers, please.
Okay, so the Dow's up 23 points, 34669. S&P 500 up 0.4%, 4478. NASDAQ up 0.6%, 13854. FTSE flat, 7525. ASX 200 down 0.7%. Nikkei down 0.2%. Spot gold down $3.19.10 an ounce. Oil down 34 cents, 88 spot 30 a barrel for WTI. Kiwi in the currency markets higher across the board, 47.3 US, 92.1 for the A dollar, 59.2 for sterling. And yay, Mike, the NZ50 was up 0.5%, 58 points, 11.357.
Enjoy it. See you tomorrow. Appreciate it very much. Greg Smith out of Devon's Funds Management.